It's Coast to Coast AM, like the man just said there. Connie Willis here. A reminder about our website. A lot of people will try to get a hold of me and email me and say, hey, what about this and what about that? You can really just go to the website. I mean, I can sound like I, you know all, but, you know, I usually just check out the website and go, oh, yeah, la, 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 and give you the answer. There's so many great things on our website here at Coast to Coast. It not just tells you what the show is for, like tonight, you can see what's on air now and everything about it. Like you can find Steve Huff's information, picture, a bio, and all that kind of good stuff, and how to get a hold of him, as well as what's coming up, all the future shows for the week ahead, how to get a be a part of Coast Insider, how a part of being paranormaldate.com or the conspiracy date. So it gives you all the different information of all the things that you ask about, especially with Coast Insiders. People ask me all the time, how do I get to do that? You go to the website. But it's not, you know, it's also a lot of really great content too. There's featured content. There's content of past shows as well. But it's really fun to look through here because there's so much content in it that, you know, I'm always like, oh, if I need some new ideas for my YouTube channel, I can go right in here, right? Yeah, because there's so much stuff in here. And we have a feature called In Coast You Missed It. I love that. Those are great articles. Also in the news, man claims to have spent 10 days with aliens. Ugh, need to get that man on the show, right? So, you know, test tube trees, plan to combat extinction. Just really, really interesting stuff and all the information that you need to know. It's our website, coasttocoastam.com. We are back here on Coast to Coast AM. Hi, everybody. Connie Willis here. Let me see if I get this right this time, because earlier I said spring forward. Do not do that. Not yet. Sorry, I went through some portal at one point. I can't believe I said that. Thank you for those of you that corrected me, all 10 million of you that wrote me and still are. I guess the show is delayed in some areas. Anyway, fall back, right? Change your clocks, fall back, get an extra hour of sleep. Go ahead, you deserve it, but change your clocks back. Those of you that are just now realizing that right now, go ahead and do it now. What the heck, right? Don't, you know, go ahead. Some of you have already, it's already official in your part of the world. So there you go. There you go. Fall back. It is going to be very dark, very early. You're going to get off work and go, what? What time is it? It really does kind of mess you up for a little bit, doesn't it? I love all the sunshine in the daytime. I love that. So anyway, be sure and do that. So we are talking with Steve Huff of Huffington Post. I was about to say Huffington Post there. I did a little bit with them at one point there with their weird news. So anyway, Huff Paranormal. Have you ever heard anything like that? Are you a part of Huffington Post? Did you ever hear that, Steve? No.
Yeah, here and there. Yeah. You're not the first.
Yeah. Okay. Steve Huffington Post. No. Hey, whatever works, right? So, yeah. So what we're doing is we're listening to the sound clips, the audio clips that he's received from us. Now, you know, you're good with technology, Steve. You're good, and you're good with photography. So right now you're dealing with audio, and you help. You know, you create some of these devices. Do you think in the future you're going to do something where you can get video of them?
Yeah, I've experimented with ways to do visuals, but mostly with photographs. I have photographs on my website at huffparanormal.com that you can see. Video is a different story. Because spirits are energy, I found and others have found that the way they speak is by manipulation of audio. So the way they show themselves is by manipulation of things such as water, as fire, as smoke, mist. They can manipulate image noise in a digital image to form. I caught an image on the Queen Mary where the only one in the pool area was myself and a security guard watching me. I took a picture of the pool, and in the image you see a man in like Victorian era outfit leaning against the pool, looking up into the pool area. And they use the digital image noise, because I shot it, and people who are familiar with camera tech will know what I'm talking about. I shot it at ISO 102,000, which means that's going to bring a lot more noise and grain into the image. So spirits were able to manipulate that grain and show us what they once looked like in life. So as far as capturing them on video, that's a tricky one, and I don't really know what we can do to capture them on video. You know, a lot of people see shadow people, and I'm not one who's ever experienced a shadow person, but, you know, I try. I'm always trying new things.
Oh, shadow people. That's like a whole nother world, and the Hat Man and all that kind of stuff. Woo!
Yeah.
Who's our buddy that, Weatherly? David.
David Weatherly, yes.
Yeah, he knows all that stuff, and he knows the black-eyed children, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, there was this Anthony Sanchez would always say something like black-eyed children or something, right? I guess.
Something like that, yeah.
It was something like that. I think it's really the way George Norrie says it, and he would say, that's how George Norrie says it, and I think that's great. That's funny. Okay, so let's get back to these audio clips, and I know we're getting into some of the ones that I definitely wanted to hear, so
So
do you need to set this up? Okay.
The next one is when Hugh Hefner passed away, I had a bunch of people emailing me asking me if I could try to connect, and I wasn't going to because I didn't feel a connection to Hugh Hefner in personal life, but I tried anyway, and amazingly, I got a couple of really clear answers that kind of sound like his voice to me. So there you go. You can play it.
Okay.
Do you still wear your robes?
I've got my high head back.
You are known for your robes. Can you come here and talk to me? Is there anything else you want to say? May you transcend into the light.
I have been whining and dining.
You've been whining and dining there? Is that what you've been doing there?
Yes, yeah, so basically the first line I asked him if he's still wearing his robe, and what the voice says is, I've got my hot hair back, which would mean that now he has his full head of hair back, and then he's saying he's still whining and dining on the other side.
My. Yeah, well, what side was heaven for him, you know?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Had it all. Let's hear that one again, knowing that information.
Do you still wear your robes?
I've got my high head back.
You were known for your robes. Can you come here and talk to me? Is there anything else you want to say? May you transcend into the light.
I have been whining and dining.
You've been whining and dining there? Is that what you've been doing there?
That's interesting. So you know people are going to go, oh, he just went and got a clip of when he said this.
I was actually, you see in the video, I plug in the app. The app was called, it was an Android app. I can't remember the name of it, but I talk about it in the video, what the app is. And that's all I use. I use various apps into the Wonderbox or portal, and it gives them the energy to change the audio or manipulate it. That's the bottom line. That's how it is. But I know I understand people would think that, because I would think that too. And I say that I try to look at it from an outsider's point of view, because I get so enthralled into this and I become numb to it in a way where I'm so used to it that when I'm in my videos and just interacting, I'm not acting shocked or surprised, or, you know, I'm just going with the flow. But if I was someone on the outside who's never seen this, I would be like, there's no way this is real. But I think the best way for people to go about that is, if you go to my YouTube channel, I have over 740 videos there over the years that show the progress from the early days till now. And you'll see my sincerity in the videos. And, you know, I take this very seriously. So all I can do is, you know, people open your mind, give it a chance.
Well, I tell you, people that, at least I've found this, I guess I'm coming down with something, excuse me for the continuous coughing. I don't know, maybe it's in this room, something's going on here I'm not enjoying. You know, it seems like people that do fake things, they don't tend to do it for years and years and years. Maybe I'm wrong, but not so consistently. Like, you do this daily. If you were faking this daily, it would be like, okay, you know, I'm done faking it. I'm working too hard for this. But if it's oh, no, what's this? You know, this is exciting. You know, that usually just keeps you going.
Yeah, I just like to share the experiences. And what's also telling is I've turned down many TV show offers. I've turned them down. So I'm not in this to get a TV show. I'm not in this to earn a ton of money, because I don't. It's just a passion. It's something I'm connected to, and I take it very seriously.
Yeah. All right. Well, so let's see what number 20 brings us here.
Yeah, I'll just say this right up front. This is there was for years now. There has been, up until about a month ago, there's been a spirit girl here, and a mother and a father. And maybe two or three times a year, they would come in, and I would think then that they're gone, and then they would come back. So this is one of those times where I picked up her voice, and in this clip, I asked her how old she is. So you can play that clip.
Okay.
Little girl talking, how old are you?
I'm older than 10.
Little girl talking, how old are you?
I'm older than 10.
I hear, I'm only 10. Which was a direct answer, but this family just a month ago was back, where I recorded a session in my office with a little girl, a father, and a mother, and the father was telling the little girl to come by me, and they were like almost like wanting me to help the little girl, and I was like, why are these little children spirits not already crossed over? You know, that should be automatic. Children are innocent, but you know, they're just pure love. So anyway, I did my prayer, and as I do the prayer for crossing over, you hear them responding to it, and the father's telling the wife, we have to go now. It's pretty amazing, and ever since I did that, I have not heard them again yet. So I'm hoping that they did make it, yeah.
I still find the most interesting thing is that I've never heard before is there's the light, and there's only so much time. And just like in everyday life, you have a door open, and, you know, you don't go in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Still,
I mean, I've done that in life. I have regrets in life where I missed opportunities due to my own, you know, not taking advantage of it or missing out, and I have regrets. So people should jump on any chance they get in life. If there's a door that opened, like you said, take it, do it.
Take it. Yes. Yes.
Exactly.
Jump in. Otherwise, you know, just like on the other side, they're going to be stuck going, oh no. So you can be stuck here too. So, wow.
Yep.
Imagine, you know, if you look at it that way, if let's say, okay, we got all these doors here in this life right now that we have, and then we cross over, you talk about the other door to the light. So, you know, let's continue to think that there's continuous doors each time we go through something, and then behind us, you know, there was a door for us to come into here. You know, you can kind of look at that both ways,
yeah,
infinity wise, right?
Yeah, that's right. I guess our lives are full of doors here and in the afterlife.
Always take the door. Always take the door.
Exactly.
It's never like there's one, two, and three. And, you know, Monty Hall's like, do you want number one, number two?
I was just thinking that. Hopefully it's not like, let's make a deal, pick a door, right? So,
well, usually when there's a door, it's usually, do I stay here or I go in that door, right? It's never like, oh, that door, right?
Yeah, you know? All I know is when my time comes, I'm going to the light. That's
jump
my
in,
choice.
Go to the
I've
light.
Made. I'm going, so.
There's some people that say stay away from the light. So, you know, my goodness.
I know there are, and I don't understand that. In my experience, I wouldn't stay away from the light. So, yeah.
I had just heard that one recently of don't go to light, don't go to light. So.
Mm-hmm. There's something going around. I think it started from somebody made a YouTube video and saying the light is a trap, don't go into the light. And I'm like,
devil himself talking. and you know, yeah. Did it say at the YouTube at the bottom of it, the devil? I'm subscribed to the devil. Here's a question about that. Or a comment. This is what I've noticed, and it's kind of in every, even if you want to go into the religion part, the spiritual part, or just even in the common world of something else. If you've noticed, any time you get closer to the truth, something somewhere, even if it's in work politics or, you know, something else, the closer you get to the truth, the more something tries to pull you down away from it. They don't care if you don't know the truth. If you're just walking around, dum-da-dum-dum-dum, and you don't look for the truth or search for it in whatever situation you're in, you don't get bombarded by anything. But as soon as you try to search for that truth, there is bombardment around you.
That is a true statement for sure. There's probably things, you know, we're not supposed to learn or know about. And there's times where spirits have said they can't give me an answer, or there's rules, there's laws. So I believe there's things we're not supposed to know. So will we ever find every secret to the universe or afterlife? No. But what I've done for myself, at least, is I've proven to myself that we do go on and that there is an afterlife. And that is, it just puts me at so much peace. And I have no fear of death at all anymore. And I don't want to die, but when that time comes, I'm not going to fear it. Yeah.
The very first memory I ever had was two things next to me taking me down to like a little child from above and you know, being above and then going down. And I was given the message of you will always be. And those were like the words, and the message was, hey, it's going to go on and on and on. Don't worry about it. It's always going to go on and on. You will always be, just, you know, here you are now. And so I've never had that fear as well. And so I totally get that. But even going back to the truth thing again, even if you have a squabble with work or relationships or whatever, when it gets to the truth, that's where everybody gets, oh, yeah. But I do, right? But I do believe, you know, and as all us truth seekers out there, whenever we get closer to something, something bigger slams us back. And
that's true.
I wonder if, Ingo Swann, the father of remote viewing, he had said that at one point, if I've got this right, somebody I'm sure will correct me otherwise, but he said something like he believed we were constantly being dummied down because somebody didn't want us to know all the truth things. And this is more of a human mankind kind of thing. So that's a lot of power to be able to say that, because I do think we're supposed to know the truth. And the reason I say that is because we wouldn't even be able to put the question in our own head. It wouldn't be formulated in our own head if we weren't there to try to find out the truth.
Yeah, that makes sense. But I talked about that with people too, about being dumbed down. I totally relate to that, what you just said, totally.
Yeah, be careful about saying that around some people, because they're just dumbed down. It's just the way they are. Anyway, we'll move on from that one. Okay, let's go to number 21. I'm looking forward to this one.
All right, so I've had requests for years to do a session for Michael Jackson, and I did one a while ago when my box wasn't as good, and I got some replies where in that session he had said, I asked how if he had crossed over, and he said, heaven. And I said, what's it like? And he says, it's nice here. It's not just money. And so people wanted me to do a follow-up. So I did a follow-up here, and the first answer is pretty cool. You could just play it.
Okay. All right.
Have you met up with friends on the other side? At Oprah's house? I could have swore he said something about Oprah's house. I'd like to say to your fans, friends, or family.
So, the first time I said, have you met up with friends and family, it sounds like he says Oprah's house, like it was at Oprah's house. And then I say, ask if he has a message, and I hear, I am back with you. So you can play that again if you like.
Oh, yeah, let's hear that again.
Have you met up with friends on the other side? At Oprah's house? I could have swore he said something about Oprah's house. I'd like to say to your fans, friends, or family.
Wow.
Yeah.
It definitely has the Michael Jackson sound to it. And the other one, it kind of sounded like our old house, which was always a big deal, showing their old house all the time, right? Yeah.
No, that could be that too, yes.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. Steve Huff is with us tonight here on Coast to Coast AM. I'm Connie Willis, and we are he's with Huff Paranormal, and he is giving us audio clips of the other side. Stay with us here. We've got more to come. Coast to Coast AM, Connie Willis here, along with Huff Paranormal and Steve Huff, telling us or letting us hear his audio clips that he has from the other side with his different devices that he uses to do this and the different shows that he does to put all this together. We appreciate, Steve, that you put all these clips for us, and I want to try to run through as many as we can before we wrap up the show. So if you're cool with that, and then we'll get to talking a little bit more, but I want to get to some of these clips.
The next one's real easy. It's just, okay. You can play it. I don't need to intro that one.
Okay.
What's your name?
Oh, my name is Jared.
Thank you. I'm Steve. Are there any spirits here?
Errol King.
What's your name? Can you tell me? Name.
That was just a show I asked on three different occasions for a name, and they give me a name as a direct answer. So that was just basically to show, you know, the probability, like, you know, it's just to show it's real. I mean, I'm asking for a name, they give me a name. And then in the full videos, you know, there goes on with more communication, like the one at the end who said her name was Donna. She said that she was hanging, or how she died by hanging. So, you know, some of it gets pretty deep.
So when people, again, I'm going to go to the other side for you, the other side. Mm-hmm. And that is, you know, people go, hey, you know what? Look, he already knows the questions he's going to ask. I don't care if it's a live show or not. He knows the questions, so he's got them set up. So have you ever said, okay, who out there, you know, somebody throw me a question?
I do that. I did that tonight on a live stream on my Patreon. I said, what do you guys want me to ask? And I used my digital recorder, which you can't manipulate a recorder in real time. And we got answers to the questions that they wanted me to ask. I mean, yeah, there's no manipulation. When I did the event at the Bel Air House, I bring my box, we plug in an app to it, and we did a seance at the table. A group of us did a seance. And we were all getting direct answers. We pulled out the DR-60s. We were getting direct answers. People were freaking out. Meters were going off all over the house. And the owner of the house said, we have to stop the seance because people are getting too scared. So, yeah, there's nothing fake about it. I would never fake this work. That's the most disrespectful thing someone can do.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with that. And this stuff does get scary, too, because especially when you're like, look, I don't know how that happened. But, you know, and the thing is, so let's, you know, all look at it right now that all this is absolutely 1,000% true. And I'm not saying it's not, by the way. I'm just saying think about that, these things are everywhere. They're everywhere around us.
if you don't believe it's true, imagine to yourself that it is just for a few minutes. Imagine if it really is real, if you don't believe in this. I mean, it's incredible to me, and it proves there is an afterlife. Now, what that afterlife is exactly is the question, you know, because some of it sounds scary and some of it doesn't. But, yeah, it's all stuff. Now, we can just jump into the next clip.
Yes, please.
It's an old clip, and I was using an old ghost box scanning radio. Now, a scanning radio ghost box scans radio stations at a fast pace without muting. They're usually hacked to do this. So it's self-explanatory. I ask if they like puppy dogs.
Okay.
Do you like puppy dogs? Do you like puppy dogs?
Yeah, puppy
so
dog.
He's repeating. He's like a puppy dog. Yeah, it's like a weird voice. But, I mean, that's coming through a scanning radio. And in the video, you see it in real time and as it happens. And, you know, that's proving there's an intelligence there that at least heard what I said, and they're repeating it to me. Now, the next clip was at that Bel Air house. This was during a seance.
Well, let me go back to the puppy dog for a minute.
Sure.
You know, there's no situation where it could be it hears and just echoes what you say?
Oh, no, not at all. That's not even a possibility. This was just a handheld Radio Shack radio that was hacked like a transistor AM radio. Fits in my hand. There's no microphones. I never use microphones. There's no microphones on any of my devices.
Oh, that's interesting. That's interesting. Okay. Ah, good point. Good point. Yep. Okay. Yeah. Let's go to the next one you were talking about. I'm sorry to interrupt you there.
Oh, yeah. No. The next one was the second time at the Bel Air House. I was with another team called the Chill Seekers. And by the way, there's other people who use my device and get the same results as me. My friend Hope Paranormal, he just did a session for Anthony Bourdain, and he was receiving solid communication. And he kind of learned from me. We're really good friends. He's like a brother to me. And, you know, he's in Florida, and we both take this very seriously. So there's other people out there, including the Chill Seekers. They use my device as well. So this next clip, we had my box running. We were doing a seance with the three of us in the seance room at the Bel Air House. And basically, there's nothing to set up here. It just sounds really creepy. So I just threw this one in here to let you hear what it sounds like when we did that seance.
You guys were talking in the attic.
Again.
Can anybody tell me how they will feel if this house is let go by the current owner?
No.
Do you mind if someone else buys this house? Something with her. Something with her.
Nice team.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve. Yeah, I said hi, Steve. Hi. Thank you.
Watching.
Something watching. You're at the table now. Can you confirm that? Ma'am? Are you guys still here?
We'll be back tonight.
We'll be back tonight?
You know, that's, I mean, are you like sitting in a dark room with a candle?
We're sitting in dark rooms with candles. We're holding hands. We have the box in front of us. And yeah, there's all kinds of stuff that happened during that seance. But that's in a video called The Return to the Bel Air House. That's the last part of the video. But yeah.
There were so many. You know, there are so many little choppy things here and there, and I heard the Hi Steves and some other things. Mm-hmm. Do you, you know, like some of the devices that we heard tonight that you said, I use this device, were way more clear than others?
Yeah, like the one we just heard was older. So I enhanced them over time, and actually it sounds insane again, but they give me tips on what to do. So I'm always trying to make it a little clearer. And, you know, that's, like what I do now, my latest videos for the past, say, 6 months are way clearer than what they were a year ago or 2 years ago or 4 years ago.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah. Okay, let's get these other two so I can ask a few more things before we go.
Okay.
So let's get to that next one there.
Yeah, just you can just play it.
Okay, number 25.
Anything else you'd like to say? We're your friends. Did you hear that, guys? I'm your friend too, and I tell people that all the time.
Okay, let's hear that one again, because they said we're your friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you'd like to say? We're your friends. Did you hear that, guys? I'm your friend too, and I tell people that all the time.
And it could even also be, where are you, like, where are you? Where are your friends?
Yeah, exactly. It could be that too. Let's just jump into the last one. There's one
but you
more.
Still hear it. Either way, you still hear that. So, okay, yeah. Go ahead.
This is a location. I was with my friend Josh, and it was a scene of a crime, a really sickening crime on children. And so I had my recorder. We were in the house, and I asked if that spirit who committed those crimes were stuck in their own personal hell, and they answer.
There were some serious crimes, sickening crimes done in this house. And the person responsible, are you stuck here in your own hell?
A little loud sounding, but the answer is yes, and then a pause. I am really loud. They speak really loud with the I am part.
Oh my gosh, you're live back with me. I didn't know if that was part of the clip. I didn't hear. Is that part of the clip? That's him live. Can we hear that again? So you're saying at the very end we hear,
you hear a yes, because this recorder is, they're using that intro. There's so much there over the years in over 700 videos that is just undeniable. And some of these conversational ones, undeniable. And there's a lot of information and things that have been learned over the years. Again, I've written them into a notebook. So I slowly piece it all together to try to find any kind of answers about the afterlife, you know.
Well, we definitely appreciate you sharing that with all of us. This is Steve Huff of Huff Paranormal. Steve, where can people find you?
The best place is YouTube. Just search Huff Paranormal. You can find my channel if you subscribe. I generally put out about 2 new videos per week. And that's the best place. I also have a website, huffparanormal.com.
And anything else you want to say before you take off?
Thanks for having me. I had a lot of fun, and it went by quick. 4 hours flew by.
I know. It goes by quick. Everybody, if they hear something like 4 hours, 3 hours, 2 hours, and you're like, oh, it'll fly by. You'll wish you had more, you know, because I know we could continue talking even more so. So just really quickly, tell me, how do you see the future since you're getting this much information now, and you've improved? How do you see it happening in the future, just kind of briefly?
I'm going to say that by mid-2019, as soon as that, it's going to be even much clearer and more direct. And I think we're going to continue to see the help me's and finding out more about light versus dark, because I think that just as on this earth that we live on, you know, there's light and dark, there's evil people, there's good people. And there's also said to be a spiritual battle, and I think we're going to start seeing some evidence of that from those who do this work. And again, there's a lot of those out there who do this work. It's not just me.
That's true. There's a lot of you out there. And the best advice is to, when the windows and the doors open up for you, go through them. Go through them while they're there before they're gone.
That's right. And love is the key. Remember to be kind. Love each other. We're not here to hate each other. That's about it.
All right. Thanks, Steve Huff. Take care. Thanks for being here on Coast to Coast. Michael X will be with us in the future when we'll talk to him in the future when things are doing a little bit better in the crypto world as well. Thank all of you for showing up. As you know, can't do it without you guys. So if you like the show, please let us know. And I hope that you did. From the KOA News Radio Studios of iHeartMedia in Denver, my name is Connie Willis. I hope that you go to my YouTube channel, Blue Rock Talk with Connie Willis. Subscribe to that. Become a Blue Rocker. That is someone in the know. And that's where you can find me in between the times that I'm here. If I don't talk to you throughout the holidays, which I'm hoping I will, but if I don't, I hope you have the best of them. And remember to change those clocks if you haven't already, to fall back. So many thanks going out to Donna Walker for helping us there. Also Bill May, a lot of people here, Tim Banal, Lex Lonehood, Stephanie Smith, Dan Galante, Angie Sillo, Tommy Danheiser, Sean Litasur, Lisa Lyon, Mike Cosio, as well as, of course, George Knapp, Mike Wolf, Greg Foster, and George Norrie. So until we meet again here on Coast to Coast, hey, keep watching the night skies and continue with me to seek out the strange and uncover the unknown. For Coast to Coast AM, I'm Connie Willis.